Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Devil's Food Cake Murder by Joanne Fluke, narrated by Suzanne Torin.
Chapter 1. You'll never see a hearse towing a U-Haul. Hannah Swenson turned toward the parlor doorway as she recognized her friend Claire's distinctive voice. She could hear her laughing in the parsonage hallway, obviously delighted by the twist on the old adage, "You can't take it with you." "Claire?" Hannah called out, but there was no answer. That was odd. She'd clearly heard Claire, and that meant Claire and her new husband, Reverend Bob Knudsen, must be back from visiting sick parishioners at Lake Eden Memorial Hospital. "Bob? Claire?" Hannah called out again, but no one appeared in the doorway. All was perfectly silent outside the cozy sitting room where Hannah had been visiting with Reverend Bob's grandmother, Priscilla Knudsen, and copying the octogenarian's recipe for Red Devil's Food Cake. Hannah got up and walked to the window to see if she could spot Bob's car. The scene outside could have been lifted straight from a Christmas card. The birch tree on the other side of the driveway was filled with winter birds enjoying the suet that Grandma Knudsen hung from the branches. There were red birds and blue birds and green birds and black birds with iridescent feathers that seemed to be perched on every branch. They reminded Hannah of gems suspended from a white gold filigreed pendant. Lake Eden, Minnesota, could be truly beautiful in the winter.